We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and all week long, thanks to our friends at the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers, who've been hosting us, and specifically our friend Mark Furman, who's our litigation and business reporter on the show, is also my co-host. Welcome back, Mark.
Jeffrey, great to be here. Thanks for having the show out at our offices where the interviews are being taking place, and we're thrilled to have you here.
Great. Mediation can be effectively used in many situations prior to litigation. In other cases where the parties really don't have a relationship and there's a big dispute as to the facts that have occurred, it often takes that discovery process of litigation to bring the parties and their lawyers to the point where they can have a common view of the facts and the law and sit down and then work out a reasonable resolution to it.
You know, I'm going to think of in terms of, let's say, myself as an entrepreneur or my clients. What are the most common mistakes people make that you find going into mediation and in mediation?
Well, I would be even broader than that. The most common mistakes people make in general in their lives are lack of communication. Most problems that I've seen in my career have arisen because of lack of communication and are unresolved because of a continued lack of communication. So the mistakes most people make is not talking to each other, not communicating with each other and telling them what's going on, what they need to know, and how to resolve whatever issues arise. So this permeates the entire litigation process and the mediation process. Mediation is designed to encourage people to discuss their issues and their interests and to be frank with each other. And the fact that it's a confidential and non-binding process leads to this. So the mistakes people make in mediation typically are holding their cards too close to the vest, not being open with the other side, and that is where mediations typically fail. Generally, if both parties can reveal their interests to each other and to the mediator, among the three parties, they can come to some understanding that can work for everyone, even if it's not the ideal one.
Another mistake that I think people can make is to not be open to the idea that there's a opposite view of what happened in the case and not understanding the unpredictability of results in litigation if you have a judge or a jury decide. You know, on the show I always talk about how in so many situations different judges will come to the opposite decision on a particular case, and so many decisions of the United States Supreme Court are decided by a 5-4 vote, or without Judge Scalia on the bench, 4-4. So, you know, different people have different perspectives on what the law is and what the facts are, and it's that unpredictability that I think makes mediation particularly attractive, because you get control. Right, you have to agree to the solution, and you eliminate the risk of a very adverse decision by a court. And another huge advantage is the cost savings, because cases go on, and trials are incredibly expensive, and appeals are expensive as well.
Yes, I absolutely agree, Mark.
Well, again, I see every day from a different perspective. It never stops to amaze me how people interpret what they experience in life and hear in life. And to have somebody in a room who's focused on listening to both sides and trying to cut through the emotion, the bias, the interpretations, and try to understand and weave something together that's good for both sides, I think is an important process. And I think that's basically what you're saying is important, versus two battling parties sort of trying to find their best way of attacking the other side and going back and forth in litigation. I really think that that concept of finding somebody in the middle who's listening to both sides is a more efficient and practical process if both sides are motivated for that.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Jeff. And, you know, mediation succeeds where both parties have an interest in resolving their dispute rather than in winning their dispute. And that's a very important distinction, because what you see in litigation and even in arbitration are parties that say, I'm right, I'm holding out for what I think I deserve, I don't care how much I have to pay my lawyer, I'd rather, you hear this all the time, I'd rather pay my lawyer than the other side. Lawyers love to hear that. But in reality, lawyers are left with unhappy clients at the end of the day, whether they win their case or not, because in reality, the clients really don't want to pay their lawyers either. And mediation is the way to resolve these disputes without people running up these huge expenses. But as I say, it can only occur where both sides are motivated to resolve the dispute. And often the cost of trial and continued litigation is a great motivator in bringing people to that realization. So as long as you have motivated, both parties being motivated to resolve their dispute, mediation is a very effective way to do it.
And I would assume that after, I don't want to, you know, quote how many years you've been working in case that's good or bad, that after decades of watching people fighting, that the your experience tells you that mediation is a better form of resolution when people are motivated.
Yes, in many cases it is. And one of the things that drove me into mediation was winning these cases where my clients were not happy with the result. And I sat back and I thought about that. I said, here, you know, we have just achieved a great legal victory in the courts, and the client is upset because at the end of the day, a good settlement on day one would have been better for the client than winning totally, you know, at the end of the day.
I feel like a mediator right now. I'm sitting in between two litigators. You know, I just think that's lose-lose no matter what happens. If somebody wants to find you, Tom, at Foley and Lardner, how would they do that?
Well, my email is tlkind, E-L-K-I-N-D, at foley.com. My phone number is 617-342-4010.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today and having Mark Furman introduce you to us.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and Mark. It's been a pleasure.
And maybe you'll come back sometime and give us a story, go through a case study of a litigation case study. It would be interesting.
Be happy to do that.
Great. Again, I want to thank our hosts over at the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. We're in the Prudential Center in Boston, Mass. Lovely location, with my co-host for the week, Mark Furman. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.